Chapter 3, Principles of Training. This chapter discusses the Army's principles of training. These principles provide Army leaders a broad foundational guide to developing and conducting challenging and effective unit training. Overview. The Army's 9 principles of training guide how Army leaders implement effective and disciplined training. These principles strive to influence how commanders and leaders ensure that training achieves the proficiencies required to win. The principles provide general direction and allow leaders the flexibility to adjust training to local conditions and the guidance from higher commanders. The principles of training are complementary to each other, providing task and purpose to every aspect of how the Army trains. These are the Army's principles of training. Commanders are the primary trainers. NCOs train individuals, crews, and small teams. They provide input and advise commanders on all aspects of training. Train using multi-echelon techniques. Train as a combined arms team. Train to standard using appropriate doctrine. Train as you fight. Sustain levels of training proficiency over time. Train to maintain. Fight to train. Commanders are the primary trainer. Commanders at every echelon are responsible and accountable for the training and performance of their units. Commanders train and resource training one echelon down and evaluate training two echelons down. They are responsible for assessing unit training proficiency and prioritizing unit training. Subordinate unit leaders are the primary trainers of their elements. For example, a platoon leader is responsible for the training and performance of the platoon. Non-commissioned officers train individuals, crews, and small teams. They provide input and advise commanders on all aspects of training. NCOs set the foundation for Army training. They train soldiers, crews, and small teams to be battle-ready. They provide crucial input and advice to the commander on what is trained and how it is trained. This ensures the organization trains on its most important tasks down to the individual soldier. NCOs maintain responsibility for soldier and small unit training proficiency. Identify and train soldier, crew, and small team tasks. Help identify and prioritize unit collective tasks that support unit METs. Train and enforce task standards. Continually focus training on sustaining strengths and improving weaknesses. Develop junior NCOs and help officers develop junior officers. Provide timely and objective training advice to their officers. Assist in planning, resource coordination, support, risk management, supervision, and evaluation of training. Train using multi-echelon techniques. The Army fights as a team. Whenever possible, the Army trains at all echelons as a team, typically with joint and multinational partners. Additionally, the simultaneous training of multiple echelons on complementary tasks is the most efficient and effective way to train because it optimizes the use of time and resources. For example, in planning a company field training exercise, known as FTX, the company may engage the battalion staff to replicate higher unit command and control functions. Multi-echelon training also includes the need for commanders to consider and incorporate multifaceted components reflecting the complexity of a contemporary operational environment, known as OE. Leaders replicate capabilities like new and emerging threat systems, friendly equipment and capabilities, and unit operating concepts, tactics, techniques, and procedures, known as TTP. Commanders train their leaders and formations to account for these known and anticipated factors, to keep pace with change and remain relevant in preparing for the next fight. Train as a combined arms team. The Army fights as a combined arms team. To win, units must regularly train with the organizations they operate and the capabilities with which they will fight. Training as a combined arms team ensures the best use of resources since it helps avoid redundancies. Leaders proactively plan and coordinate training, considering as many of the elements and domains as possible with which they operate. For example, a tank battalion would train with its supporting engineers, signal personnel and equipment, and air defense teams. Combined arms team training is crucial to battalion and higher echelons as they train to integrate as part of a joint forces team. train to standard using appropriate doctrine. The Army trains to standard using appropriate doctrine. A standard is the proficiency required to accomplish a task under a specified set of conditions. These conditions reflect the dynamic complexities of expected operational environments to include cyber, information warfare, and hybrid threats. As applicable, units train using a regionally based training environment, for example, Europe or the Caucasus. Leaders continue to train high-priority tasks even after units achieve trained proficiency standards. Leaders do this by increasing the complexity of task conditions, by intensifying the levels of stress, and by maximizing repetitions and sets until units achieve task mastery. In the absence of fully developed doctrine, commanders and leaders communicate directly with the appropriate proponent for clarification and intent. For example, a platoon leader trains the platoon using proponent-approved doctrine and task T&EOs. Training continues beyond meeting basic task standards by constantly changing task conditions, like training in inclement weather, changing the threat, and replacing squad leaders. The training continues until a platoon masters tasks it can perform to standard under any condition. When the platoon has a task that has no published standard, the leader develops and coordinates a standard through command channels with the applicable proponent. Train as you fight. Leaders create training environments as close to combat-like conditions as possible. Such training environments include opposing forces that replicate tough, realistic, and relevant near-peer threats. Training also mimics various operational variables. This intense and lifelike training enables soldiers and units to overcome the stress, chaos, uncertainty, and complexity of combat as they train. For example, in planning a battalion command post exercise, known as CPX, planners consider using a mix of live, virtual, and constructive training environments to replicate the complexities of actual combat conditions. Sustain levels of training proficiency over time. Commanders strive to achieve unit training proficiency and seek to sustain it over time. Leaders understand the impact of task atrophy, that over time and circumstances, individual and unit skills naturally fade. The factors causing task atrophy include infrequent training frequency, key personnel turnover, new equipment fielding, and resource constraints. Leaders actively and aggressively work to mitigate the effects of task atrophy by using available training resources to extend training proficiency when possible, effectively leveraging live, virtual, and constructive environments assists leaders in sustaining training proficiency and enabling task mastery. Virtual training sets conditions for live training by allowing for unlimited task repetitions during the preparation phase of a training event. Continued repetitions after execution helps units and soldiers sustain proficiency over time. Commanders train to sustain designated proficiency levels for METS, weapons qualification, and collective live-fire tasks within a band of excellence. They recognize the effects that task atrophy has on unit training skills while continuously mitigating the effects of task atrophy to sustain proficiencies over time. For example, the battery commander must sustain a T proficiency in the MET deliver indirect fires. Since the battery has limited gunnery time for live fire, the commander employs other training environments, constructive and virtual, to sustain gun section and platoon proficiencies over time. Train to maintain. Units train to maintain to keep personnel, equipment, and systems in the fight. To keep personnel in the fight, leaders train their subordinates to maintain unit cohesion and motivation and to ensure soldier health and welfare is constantly monitored. Leaders ensure training includes training to maintain equipment like weapons, vehicles, and tactical gear so they are serviceable and always mission ready. Leaders train to ensure complex systems like communications and digital systems are also maintained and serviceable to a high level of readiness. Leaders ensure units conduct maintenance under all conditions to sustain maximum, effective combat power over time and significant distances. Commanders also adapt their formations to continually maintain combat capabilities. adaptation involves accounting for mission adjustments and transitions in often fluid and challenging operational environments. See FM30 for combat capabilities. Commanders and all leaders anticipate and adapt to operational changes, ensuring any changes focus on maintaining the unit's ability to fight and win. Units train to a level that is sustainable. As the unit progresses toward training proficiency, leaders ensure adequate recovery, services, and maintenance operations exist to replenish soldiers, equipment, and systems. Leaders ensure the staff assesses and plans for replenishment prior to and while the unit executes its long-range training plan to achieve and sustain required training proficiencies. For example, the brigade logistics staff officer constantly trains the logistics staff to project and plan for subordinate unit sustainment needs in the future to ensure the brigade fight can be sustained. Fight to train. It is a commander's duty to fight through distractions and protect training. All higher echelon commanders have the responsibility to defend their subordinate organization's approved training from unforeseen requirements and to underwrite associated risk to lower priority missions. Regardless of the quality of planning and preparation, challenges will exist with the execution of training. The fight to train principle separates great trainers and units from the others.